Hello, this is June 18th, 2007, and this is BBS Radio. The show is Vocal Profiling Live, and you're listening to, or you were listening to, The Orangutan Gang by Shadowfax. I just thought that sounded like really important music, like we're going to do some great and wonderful and important and scientific, maybe. I'm Sherry, and we're here with tall, blonde Heather. Heather, are you with us?
I'm right here, Sherry.
Boy, this has been a busy week, hasn't it, with classes?
It sure has. It is only Monday. We've got all kind of things going on.
Oh, we love it when people come and take the classes. It means less work for us. Or at least that was the theory we thought was going on.
A great theory.
it's sort of taken on a life of its own, and there's more work. You know, when we first decided to do these shows and things and get this out to people and get them interested in doing vocal profiling and taking the classes, I thought I wanted to retire and write. Well, I still think that, and want to make documentaries. But it just seems like it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. It keeps me busy and makes me happy. So I welcome all of the people that want to know more. I'll be more than happy to tell them more about our program. In fact, that's kind of what I want to do tonight, Sherry.
Well, we're going to have kind of a strange show tonight because I don't have any internet. And so we can't really do what we wanted to do, but we're going to sort of put it together piecemeal. Since all of this Vocal Profiling Live show happened, Heather, you've added, what, 3-4 people to your staff trying to keep up?
Yeah, I've got two wonderful girls helping me out here with all the media. We've hired Steve, our tech guy, who's doing an awesome job so far and getting us hooked up with all the computers and the technical things that we need to get going. And with our classes, we've got a huge class, so big that we're having to move to an even bigger classroom. Pretty soon we're going to have two classrooms.
And you've got a documentary guy, a computer guy, no, video guy coming in.
Absolutely. We've got Russ, who's from New York, who's actually a student helping us film, and we're going to do several different projects with him. Hopefully we can share some of that with you folks listening out there within the next week or so.
We already have lots of videos that people can download about what we're doing. We did get a complaint in, Heather, this week. Somebody who's been listening to the show sent one of her friends to look at the profiles that we've posted, and some of them are gone. She says, I want to see them all.
I know. I did. I talked to her today. Carol, if you're listening, thank you for your call. And I actually got some more out to her through my email. Sherry, can you hang on just a second? I'll be right back.
I'll go ahead and talk.
Okay.
This is an audience participation show in which you, the listener, call us, and you talk to our computer. We listen to your voice maybe a couple minutes, 500 hits here, and then the computer spits out lots of information about you, 3 or 4 pages at least, and then we put it in an email and we ship it off to you. It'll tell you things already that you already know about yourself, but that you doubt at the same time. So we've helped a lot of people this week, and we intend to help a lot more people. We're going to be in Chicago this week. We've got, I think, 3 booths, and we've taken lots of computers so we can do this for people.
Sherry, I'm back here with you.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Tell a little bit about the booths in Chicago and what we're going to do.
Absolutely. We will be at the Renaissance Schaumburg, I hope I'm saying that correctly, Hotel and Convention Center. That's at 1551 Thoreau Drive. It's actually in Schaumburg, which is a suburb, I believe, of Chicago. We will be at booths 629, 631, and 633. So we've got a big area there, and we're going to have practitioners with us. I'll be there. Sherry will be there.
And we're
going to
be
meeting
people.
A lot of new people.
We're going to have people speaking into a microphone, and we'll just drop out their printouts right there for them. I'm going to be doing a lecture, and we're going to give away a surprise. to each person that comes to the lecture. It's kind of an awesome surprise.
Can I tell them, Sherry?
It wouldn't be a surprise if you told them what it is.
It's a great surprise. It's a very generous surprise. It's worth $22. I can tell them that much, can I? For
and
each person that comes
print?
To our lecture. It's not a vocal print. It's something that only Sound Health and Sherry Edwards does. So if you want to find out what it is, please show up for the lecture. It's at 5 o'clock on Saturday, this Saturday. It's in the conference room called Utopia Room B.
We could give them a few hints.
Okay.
It's something that they use. It's something that will train them to do something to get information about people that they couldn't do in any other way. Is that giving it away?
No, that's still kind of mysterious. It's something really cool. I can say that, can I?
It's something that comes in a little package.
Uh-huh.
You can take it home with you. You can surprise all your friends with it.
Surprise and amaze your friends with all of your ability. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to tell them what it is. Maybe by the end of the show. Or if people want to call in and guess,
yeah.
We can do that.
Okay.
So if people call in, please speak up, because Heather and I can't hear you when you call in. The numbers are 877. Hello?
Hi, Sherry.
We got a caller. We got a caller.
Yes.
Can you wait 1 second?
Yes.
Let me get the numbers up. The numbers to call in, 877-270-8714. And in Canada, 888-861-3519. And an alternative line, 530-413-4515. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm Kim from Louisiana, and
okay,
I'm just calling to see if you can make me a true believer. I was listening for a few minutes.
Got a skeptic on the line. Well, we don't mind if you believe or not. It just is. But
right.
I do have to read something here because the lawyers got us.
I
have to read this first, and then you want us to do your voice?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, so let me read this straight from the lawyer. We try not to take medical questions on the show, but sometimes they pop up, and after last show, our attorney sent me the following quote. Human bioacoustics, HBA, that's what we do, as originated by Sherry Edwards, she has to put my degree in there, MED, does not diagnose or prescribe for medical or psychological conditions, nor does it claim to prevent, treat, mitigate, or cure such conditions. Human bioacoustic researchers do not provide diagnosis, care, treat, or rehabilitate individuals, nor apply medical, mental health, or human development principles, and I added this, all such claims will be denied. Okay, that said, do you still want to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
We're just doing fun stuff here today.
Okay, cool.
Nothing works.
That sounds neat. Right.
Pardon?
I said that sounds neat.
Okay. Do you know what we're going to do here, what you need to do?
No, I know I need to talk for a certain length of time.
Okay, I'm going to put you in here as Kim from Louisiana.
Cool.
L-I-S-A-N-A. And I need a birthday, and you can make it up if you want.
It's 7461.
Okay, and do you know what topic you're going to talk about?
Not really, I guess. Can I just talk about anything?
Yeah,
I can talk about anything?
Yeah, you can just blabble on.
Okay,
what I'm going to do is hook you into our computer through the phone, and I won't be able to hear what you're saying. The audience will, but I'll be blocked out. And you just talk on, and then we'll talk about what happens. So I am ready when you are. It's going to maybe take about 2 minutes of you just talking. So go for it.
Okay. Let's see, what do I want to talk about? I guess I would talk about art education and how essential I think art education is to the nation's children. That's what I do. I run an art education program at the university level, and I supervise student teachers who are going to be art teachers I teach art for the elementary school generalist. I teach the elementary and secondary methods class. I'm very excited because recently we have gotten, in our parish, they don't have counties in Louisiana, in our parish we have gotten a millage proposal to be passed so that hopefully on the 21st or around there of July, the parish might get 8 new art teachers. They got 8 K through 8 art teachers last year, and that's pretty exciting. And what I do is certify art teachers. So oftentimes a principal will hire a friend or an artist in the community, and that person won't have the requisite educational training, and because of No Child Left Behind, they want to make sure that everybody is certified. And so that's what I do. I help people get certified in art education. And I run a summer art camp for kids. In the summer, I supervise my students that teach it because they don't have any access to methods courses in the summer. Let's see, what else do I want to say? It looks like there was a recent law passed in the state of Louisiana that every middle and elementary school is now required to have an art teacher, which is pretty exciting because it looks like there might be some funding with that legislation, and that'll mean even more art teachers. I'm very, very excited. I've got 2 or 3 people right now that are interviewing this week that are finishing their certification up, or they're getting ready to do an internship. An internship is a program where if you have a college degree in any subject, you could be, not only art, in any subject, you could be hired as an art teacher if you feel competent to teach art to K through 8, and then you come back and you finish up your coursework for the art education, and then you go ahead and you take a year to essentially complete what student teachers do in a semester. So, but it works out really well, and I'm really proud of the large majority of students that have come through. I'm happy that they're able to touch students' lives. What else do I want to say? I also teach intermediate figure drawing for the program that I'm in, and that's my background. I have an MFA in painting and drawing, and one of my focuses was figure drawing, and I enjoy teaching figure drawing. It's a lot of fun because there's no lesson planning grading, which I don't necessarily love to do, but I do it. A lot of the evaluation of lesson planning and teachers is now completed through the computer. So everything is in a computer database, and the students have to upload documents in that computer database, and then I have to evaluate documents through the same computer database. I can go in, view documents, print them out, download them to my computer, open them up, and then I have to go back in through a drop-down menu, go click, 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 click to evaluate them. I do that for alternate certification students. I evaluate their actual lesson plans, their teaching of an implemented lesson plan, their teaching of an assessment plan, their implementation of an assessment plan, and that would be in the secondary methods class. And then I also do evaluations of, autobiographies and things like that, but that's much more informal. And then when I have a student teacher, I have to evaluate them on download all that. I have to upload all the data that's on hard copy into the computer so that it is able to be correlated statistically so that the school can have the data for NCATE accreditation. NCATE is the National Association of Teacher Education, and then I'm getting accredited, my program's getting accredited, which is the National Association of Schools of Art and Design. So one of the things on top of everything else that I do besides writing research papers and presenting those, are you guys done with me? No? Yes? Have I talked for 2 minutes? Yeah, I can hear you. No, I can't now.
Okay, Kim, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Have I talked for 2 minutes?
I believe you have. I think we may have technical issues here right now. I think we may have lost Sherry. But anyways, I was enjoying what you were having to say.
I know that Sherry said, I can't hear a word. So you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about for 2 whole minutes without really talking, you know, talking necessarily about my life? You know, it's like, okay, I'll just talk about my professional life, which is kind of fun. So,
well, that was great, Kim. I actually have a degree in fine art myself. So I was found
neat.
Your story really interesting, yeah.
Yeah, that's neat.
So I'm sure Sherry
got enough. Have you ever worked with kids?
I did some internships myself.
Oh, okay, cool. And
yeah,
are you currently, do you currently have an art job?
Well, you know, I was actually an art therapist for several years. And
oh, how neat.
Yeah, I moved back to this area. And now I'm working for Sherry in media, and I love that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
That's going great. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really neat. So, I knew a woman who was an art therapist who was in New Orleans, and she worked in the talented art field, and she kind of became a friend of mine because she took a course through a grant I had on women artists, and then she taught for us at the school I teach at for a couple summers because she was free in the summers, and then she went to Washington to finish her PhD in art therapy, and now she's teaching outside Washington, I think, and she's really, really happy. I didn't get a chance to connect with her at NAEA. The national conference this year was in New York City, and then next year is going to be in New Orleans, and I'd love to have you come.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
I was hoping
really
you get
fun.
To talk a little bit about Louisiana.
Yeah.
That seems like a fascinating area. I hear somebody.
Kim, this
I do too.
This is Sherry.
Sherry.
They knocked
hey, Sherry.
They knocked me off the line. I've been gone for about 10 minutes.
Well, we've actually been talking about art
for 10 minutes.
Well, that's just kind of crazy.
That's so,
but I got a dial tone, and then I couldn't get back on because everything was busy.
You know, it's really funny, Sherry. The computers and stuff have a tendency to go crazy around me.
Well, you did it this time. You knocked out the whole system.
Were you able to get any kind of voice print from her, Sherry?
Yes. I only got about 300 hits before they knocked me off, but I got enough to do a profile.
Great.
Well,
that's great.
Kim, when you first started, you started with get it done, get your hands into it, build something. And then when you started talking about the program, you all went to mental. But your first inclination was to create.
Yeah.
A lot of your information came out green. And then the more you were talking about the program and new art teachers and that kind of thing, the more you got very mental. But your intent, your first intent, is to plan something out. And then
right.
plan
you're
how
correct.
You create it. Pardon?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
You'll plan it to how it's going to be created into fruition. So I punched a little button here, and we got a lot of information, 3 or 4 pages here. You work hard to see that others are not taken advantage of. Writing that flows freely to you can also help move others toward their own inner strength. Your self-approval depends on living from the inside out, from the core of your being. You have the great ability to learn from your own mistakes and move on. Any of that true about you?
Yeah, it's all true. It's amazing.
You like to plan by talking about how things are to be done. Discussions about people's motives are a source of inspiration. You like to be creative, but like to try your ideas out with someone you trust first. You are tolerant of long-winded people because you can see through their pretense to their need to express themselves. Your self-esteem comes from what you can accomplish. You don't tolerate fools who repeat information they can't defend. Any of that true?
Oh, that's true. Absolutely.
Okay. Kim, are you a believer now?
I am. I am, absolutely.
Did you have a specific question that you want us to look at?
No, I think actually you did a really good job. I can't wait to read the entire report.
Okay, you're going to have to call Heather back or email her.
Heather at vocalprofiling.com, Kim.
Just a second. Okay.
We don't want to give out your stuff over the
right.
internet. But what made you call us in the first place, Kim?
I'm I'm a big fan of internet radio, and I love to check in with BBS, and I just kind of saw that you were on, and I thought, hey, might as well just give you a call.
BBS is awesome. It's for the people. I think it is going to do more for this upcoming election than we've seen anything influence it in a long time. So
I'm really optimistic.
Who are you going to vote for? You're not going to tell me.
The non-Republican.
Non-Republican. I think that's where most of us are.
Yeah, let's see who we can get up there that can beat whoever it is. You know, Obama or Hillary, I want one of them to beat. And the truth is, I think I might have voted for Nader in the past two elections. But, okay, I'm willing to kick the guys out that are in there now, next time.
Well, we did Obama's voice for tonight's show. Would
okay,
you like to hear what that's about?
Yeah, I would. I would like to hear that.
Okay, you want to hear on the phone or you want to hang up and listen online?
Oh, I can hang up and listen because I'm hearing a lot of feedback.
Okay.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good
you're
evening.
Welcome.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, bye.
Heather, thank you for taking over the show. I just wasn't there. That was wonderful.
Kim was telling a great story. I was really loving listening to her.
I was going, Kim, stop. I got enough.
That's great.
I got a great pattern on her, but then I realized I wasn't even on, and then it was like click, you know. Okay, this is for Barack Obama, and we did this. Heather, where did you get this speech that we used?
I believe that's another YouTube speech. YouTube is an awesome resource to pull WAV files from.
Okay. I can't get this to you tonight because my email's down.
Your internet's right.
But I'll read it to you.
Okay.
This chart indicates that humanity comes first. The left or logical side of the brain is directed through thoughts of justice, self-sacrifice, and using words to influence and change the world. The right side of the brain, the creative holistic side, makes sure that management through having enough and having equal distribution of resources is a prominent goal. Do you know some of there's more, but do you know some of the issues he's running on?
Well, I think that really hits home. Yesterday he announced a plan that he has that are inadequate health care coverage here in America, a plan that he said would save Americans as much as $283 billion on prescription drug costs, which I think is wonderful, and he plans to accomplish that by giving Medicare power to negotiate prices with the pharmaceutical companies.
Woo, instead of the dictation from the pharmaceutical companies.
It's giving the power back to the people, absolutely.
You know, that right there is enough to kill him in a normal election because of all the lobbyists and that kind of thing. But I think with shows like BBS, where you can really get to the people, for the people, then maybe we won't have all this cover-up about what's going on. I think there's a lot more news, real news, coming out of BBS and other internet connections for people. And the normal late evening news with whoever at the moment, they're losing their clout because we just don't believe them anymore. Okay, I'm going to go on with Obama's chart. Physical strength is not the mode of operation, but using ideas and good management to accomplish goals is well balanced in this chart. Humanity, accomplish, think, and strength in that order is how this person operates. This person is a multitasker and would resort to physical violence only as a last resort. Do you know if he has a stand on the war?
Well, he has a policy that, and I'm quoting him, he believes that America must neither retreat from the world nor try to bully it into submission. He believes that America must lead the world by deed and example, and that America cannot meet the threats of the century alone, and that the world cannot meet them without America, which I think is an excellent outlook.
So you think you would vote for him?
Actually, yes, I do. I think he so far has my vote. Everything he said so far, I agree with.
Well, you were talking today about Oprah making her statement. And can you share a little bit of that with the audience?
Yeah, sure. Once again, this was another YouTube find. She was being interviewed by, I believe, Larry King, and he was asking her who she supported for the presidential race. And she said, Obama. And he was asking, well, don't you feel that you are kind of ignoring the whole woman issue? You know, don't you feel like it's time that we have a woman president? And she says she has absolutely nothing against Hillary, but she just believes in everything Barack Obama has to say. And she knows him on a personal level and what a wonderful person he really is.
Well, his voice is very believable.
Yeah, and he's very sincere.
He seems like somebody that you could just talk to and he'd come up with a fair solution.
He seems very approachable, where I don't think Hillary is.
We did Hillary's voice a while back, and we can post that again so you guys can see.
I'll get that up there.
Yeah, because she was, it looked like she was making her moves based on what would look good, not was from the inside out. And
right.
When we go on and look at Obama's printout, it says, you have the power and ability to get things done. You sometimes take on more than you can do. You have pride and patience to see the best job done. That's a little conflicting. You are willing to take the lead to get things done. Your ability to have an idea and get it done is admirable. You have balance between your need to have credit for accomplishments and your ability. A lot about get things done in here. Getting to the core of what you really believe is the right way of life and is important to you. You spend a lot of time making sure that others learn about integrity, wisdom, and responsibility. You challenge yourself much more than you challenge you. You challenge yourself much more than others challenge you. I can't even read this. You love seeing all the pieces fall together to make it work. Now, I was really leaning toward Ron Paul, and he's still high on my list because of his health freedom stand. Does Obama have a stand on health and health freedom?
Well, you know, something I found on him that I really wanted to mention to you was the fact that as a senator, he was one of the first legislators to recognize the dangers of a potential avian influenza pandemic. And haven't you done some research with that, Sherry?
Yes, we have decoded the avian flu frequencies. We did that for the Republic of Georgia at the request of some people there because their government had announced that 40% of their people were going to die based on this avian flu. And some of the people who had worked for us in the past when they were in this country as students and were now working with big companies asked us if we would decode that so if that happened in their country, we could have it ready for them to test people and do an antidote. And what we're doing with the Sound Health Research, we can look at pathogens, we can look at toxins, but particularly things like pathogens, we can look at them in their genomic state, which means that if you're going to get a cold, it's going to come in as an exposure, the gene first. Then those genes, those little, the critters, set up households in your body, and they give off proteins. And it's the proteins that are the byproduct, and I'm saying that politely, excrement of their daily activities that cause you to get sick. So we think that we can see this in a genomic state before people ever get sick from it. We've done Epstein-Barr, chlamydia pneumoniae, candida, herpes, papilloma, I can't even remember the whole list, and shown that we can affect what's going on. We can shorten the duration of the flu. We can shorten the duration of a herpes outbreak. Those kinds of things we've already tested. Now, we have not tested the avian flu. We don't have a white room where we could go in and test someone. We are waiting for that opportunity. We hope it never comes because we hope this never happens. But what we would like to do is to set up centers around the world so that anybody, say, walking by in a train station in New York could, while they're standing there, just give a little vocal print. And if we get so many throughout the day sent to a central server, we will be able to test and see what people are being exposed to. And even in the subways, we'll be able to see what toxins are there. Now, that's not as important as seeing what kind of pathogens are there. We are within probably a couple weeks of having this up online. The program's done. Their servers are getting put into place. We're just running some tests. So those of you who volunteer to help us test this, get back in touch with us in case we have a list already, but in case some of you want to join us or want to remind us that you want to help us beta test this, then just ship off an email to heather@vocalprofileing.com or go to the website Nutrasounds, N-U-T-R-A Sounds, that's plural, .com, and let us know you'd like to be part of the beta testing so we can look at what's going on online. I mean, that's kind of redundant, but there it is.
You know, Sherry, with all of our projects in the works, we are going to need more help. Let's recruit some people to be our teachers, to be our practitioners.
Oh, I thought you were lobbying for more support in your office there for a minute.
Well, yeah. That too. But you know what? I'm getting so many requests that we're being overwhelmed here, and we need more practitioners out there. And I think we need to let people know what the first step is to becoming a practitioner.
Well, let's talk about this also in terms of what Michael Moore is trying to do. Bring awareness to this idea that we can go around the government or through it or under it and not deal with what they're trying to stuff down our throats, and that one of the options to that is bioacoustics and what we're doing with vocal profiling, and we desperately need trainers and teachers to help us get the word out. So, yes, get in touch with Heather. Go to Nutrasound, see what it is like to take a class. We start you out very slow with this vocal profiler that we just did. It's called N-Voice, just the letter N and voice, because I've been saying this for years here, that the health system is going down because people are fed up.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that we're able to do that we have to say they're non-medical because there's no medical definition of what we do, but just like the thing you did with Dr. Russ Rudy, he was in a car accident, and we were able to help him move his hands again, and we have it on film, and people look at it and say, well, that's impossible. Well, there it is, so they better change their mind, and they better rewrite the textbook, because this stuff works.
You know, and I just find it really amusing now when everybody says, well, I don't really believe it, and they see it for themselves, and they realize, wow, this stuff really does work. The looks on their face, it's always enjoyable to see.
Well, just like Kim who called and said, make me a believer.
You're right.
There it is. So for those, we really need help. I mean, I hate to beg, but we are. We just need help dealing with these thousands of people who called us. It's like every one person that called us that wants to be a teacher or take the class has got, I don't know, 500 or 600 that want to be seen, and we just don't have enough people to do it. Heather, you have been very, very interested in what Michael Moore is doing with his documentary and bombing or attempting to just move the, what I call it, conventional health system out of the way. Would you talk about that a bit?
Oh, absolutely. His new film is called Sicko, and it's a new documentary, much like his Fahrenheit 9/11 movie, except I've heard it's even better in terms of bringing America's and the world's awareness about the healthcare system. And a lot of people are not appreciating it, but even more people are. So, and we actually did a voice print on him, which, Sherry, I don't think you have, but I can read if you'd like me to.
Yeah, I did it there at the office. So thank you for pulling it off so people could have it Our intention was to ship it out here via my email, but I don't have it. So go ahead.
Okay. Now, his was interesting because he had no hits for the notes of C-sharp, E, F-sharp, and G, and his highest hit was for the note of B.
So humanitarian stuff for the people.
Exactly.
For everybody else. That shows he leaves a lot of logic out of what he's doing and is working on his own emotions and holistic side. Did I do a beginning printout? Of his, right?
Actually, all we have is just what the computer spit out, but I think it's extremely accurate with just that.
You want to read a few of the sentences?
Yeah. His first points of importance was that you appreciate others who recognize your ability to be of service. You have high ideas and expect the same of others. Sometimes there's a conflict between your inner ideals and what you want others to think of you. It is important to you that spirituality be a part of everyday life. You think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body.
You want to go down and to the end. That's usually some of the profound stuff that people would recognize him as.
The very end?
Yeah, you know, down at the bottom. Like the last three or four paragraphs, the last section, really.
Absolutely. Listen to this. Your self-power will increase when you begin to demand equal treatment. Your desire to help others can override your ability to accept from others. Always doing for others first is sometimes a lonely life.
Didn't our government try to stop him or put him in jail for something or the other?
I think they've done that quite a few times.
Like being in another country for some wrong reason or something.
Here's more. You can get angry quickly without knowing all the facts. Those around you attempt to influence you through your emotions. When you think what has happened is unfair, your first thought is to make things right. You do this without thinking about how your actions will be perceived.
I think that I wrote a short paragraph about him, too. I can't remember it, but if we find it, we'll go ahead and post it.
Okay.
Do you see what he's doing kind of like the Boston Tea Party? You know, the government's not doing for us. They're not representing us. They're keeping us down, so we're just going to rebel.
Yeah, kind of a slash-and-burn method there. Whatever's effective, he's getting the attention of a lot of people.
Well, he's helping those people that the government wouldn't help.
Right.
Isn't he helping people who came back from the war and the government just kind of put them aside and wouldn't do anything about it?
Exactly.
Didn't give them good attention,
rescue workers on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need more people like that to take that step and that courage and to see that there's options other than just being spoon-fed by what's going on. We had a discussion about this in class today about the freedoms that are being taken away from us, and you can't even go fishing without getting a license from the government.
Right.
Doesn't that seem a little strange?
They're taking everybody's personal power away.
Well, people are putting up with it because they feel like the government knows best and you can trust the government. Well, maybe you used to be able to, but there's more and more powers being eroded. So I don't know what's going on with it. I just have this idea that we've been complacent so long. And because we didn't have any way to connect with other people who thought the same, we thought we didn't have any hope. But now, through things like BBS Radio and the Internet, we can band together. There's probably groups all over the country banding together, and they're really unhappy about what's going on. And now they can do something, at least about the Health Freedom Bill. I know here in Ohio, they're trying to make all of us register. Pay $50 to the state and register and report that you are an alternative healer. But they're not defining alternative healer. It could be somebody who ties your shoelaces different, for all they know.
And that's all you have to do is pay a fee.
Well, they want you to register so they can come and find you. This kind of thing happened in California. My daughter lived in California, and she moved out of the state because of this. They told them that they would register their guns, everything would be fine and well and dandy, and nobody would come and take them. Well, they registered their guns, and 2 years later, a new administration came and took them. And she said, that is against the Constitution. I am moving out of this state. We have the right to bear arms. It doesn't say we have the right to bear arms with the government's permission and a license after you wait 3 days and you have to sign for ammunition. And the crooks are going to have the guns and the ammunition no matter what happens.
Right.
But the honest people are not being able to exercise their own rights. Even with the stuff with vaccination, we're talking about that a little bit earlier, they're demanding now through the Home Security Bill that we take a vaccination because it's for the common good of the people that we take a vaccination. And with they're being given indiscriminately. Look at what happened with the smallpox vaccination. They weren't properly tested, and people were dropping dead of heart attacks. And so they finally recalled it. But how many people had to drop dead before they did it? And they're saying these vaccinations are perfectly safe, but if you look at what's going on, the government has a $1 billion pot that it pays people out of for their damaged children. That's ridiculous. If people really knew the statistics of what's going on, and by the way, you can listen on BBS Radio to Dr. Carly. I think she's on like Thursday nights on BBS daytime. Ours is nighttime. But think about what goes on and the freedoms that are being eroded. And we just kind of set back because we were lullabied, fooled into believing they were doing the best things for us. And it's just not true. They're doing the best things to line their own pocketbook, especially the drug companies, from what I can see. Now I'm on my soapbox here about drug companies again. And I need to do that. If you want to write us an email about this, soundhealth@soundhealth.org or heather@vocalprofiling.com or radio@vocalprofiling.com. And if you want to call us and get your voice done tonight, the toll-free number is 877-270-8714. In Canada, 888-861-3519, and the direct number, 530-413-4515. I usually monitor the email. I can't tonight because I don't have anything to monitor with. Heather, we've done both the prints that we were going to do. People have sent in some really interesting questions that they've asked us to answer. You want to help with this? Let me get my glasses here. Let's see. This sounds interesting. My 23-year-old marriage is on the brink of disaster. You remember sending me this one? Because my husband no longer has energy for sex, and I'm a raging nymphomaniac. Can your technology help this? And it's signed Tawny. Well, we have developed a box called the Sex Factors. It took us a long time because if we found a frequency that would enhance one sex's performance, it was a problem for someone else. We do have some information about this. I don't know if we want volunteers to do this because I don't even know how to begin to write a beginning statement about how do you test this kind of thing. So I don't know how we're going to test it, but we do have some sounds that can help increase maybe his libido. I don't know if we can decrease raging nymphomaniac, but we have dealt with this before. We've dealt with erectile dysfunction and energy for sex. One of the things you might be able to feed him. Now, you need to tell him first. I mean, don't just be doing this without telling him. is there is a cycle of citrulline, which is an amino acid, and ornithine, another amino acid. Arginine is the most important one. You can buy that at your health food store. Arginine and citrulline together helps the body produce nitrous oxide, and that helps sustain an erection. So a lot of times feeding your husband who has waning sex drive arginine and pregnenolone, P-R-E-G-N-E-N-O-L-O-N-E, pregnenolone, and this will help develop his need for sex. It's also F and F sharp in his voice. But one of the things you have to be careful about, when the body is beginning to deteriorate or it has a stress, the first thing that will go, the first decrease that happens, is the sex drive, because the body doesn't need to be in reproduction mode while it's ill. The next thing to go is digestion. So you can check and see if there's some digestion issues for him, too. So you may not want just to increase his sex drive without really looking at what might be behind that. Heather, you have anything to add to that? Did we lose Heather now? Well, I guess we've lost Heather. Seth, if you're listening, can you get Heather back on the line here? Okay, I will go ahead and answer some more of these questions. Can vocal profiling help with seizure disorders? Yes, we can. We have looked at seizure disorders a lot of times. A lot of times it is magnesium, the inability to process magnesium. Sometimes it's a misaligned muscle. We just did some seizure things this week that ended up being calcium. Hello? Hello? Well, we got some kind of busy signal going on there. I don't know what that was, but I will just go on with answering these questions because I don't know what's happening at the other end with BBS, because I don't think Seth is listening. This
Sorry,
is from...
I'm listening. We need to go to a break.
Okay. You just need me to hang up?
Yes. No one has to hear me but you. Just go ahead and say, we're going to go to break.
Oh, I hear you, Seth. We're going to go to break.
Chips are down, you feel you wear a madman's crown, and all your so-called friends are out of town. No phone calls or no letters come, and everyone
bit of technical difficulty there in keeping people on the lines. The question that I was answering was, I'm fascinated by your technique and would love to help out in any way. Where do I start? This is from Della in Utah. You can start by going on our website and looking at the dates for the demo classes. They are an hour long, and it shows you the techniques. We usually choose somebody who's online with us, and we can take up to 24 people at a time online. A lot of those classes have been full, though, but we usually take somebody that's online with us and do their vocal profile right online and do an evaluation of it. Takes about an hour. Again, you can sign up with Heather, but that is the first place to start. If you want to start with something very intellectual first, we have a journal online. It's JBAB, JusticeBadAppleBoy.org, and that's a free journal, and it just gives you the background of what's going on, a couple of really fascinating studies in there. We are trying to put another one together by the time we have conference this year, which is in September, so we'll put those up online for you. If you want to donate, that is great and wonderful. You would get in touch with our office. You could do that through Heather. So fascinated by the technique, start with the online demo. Move from there into one of the provider kits, which gives you everything that you need to get started. And then if you really like it, then take the professional course, and that's a week long. Do you have anything to add,
Sherry,
to that?
Can I tell the people when our next upcoming demo classes are?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, okay, the next one we have coming up, which is not quite full but getting there, is Wednesday, June the 27th from 6 to 7 p.m., and that's Eastern Time. We've got Friday, June the 29th from 2 to 3. Thursday, July the 5th from 3 to 4. And for our West Coast people, Thursday, July the 12th from 9 to 10. So if any of those dates work out for you, get in touch with me, Heather at vocalprofiling.com, and I will be more than happy to sign you up for that.
Yeah, those are posted on the website, too, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Well, other questions here. Can this help with seizure disorders? I think I answered that one. Sometimes it's magnesium. Sometimes it's calcium. We never know until we get a vocal print for you. You. And there is a way to get a vocal print to us on the front page. I think it's on the front page, isn't it, Heather? Of Nutrasounds.com at the bottom. There's
how to take and email a vocal print, yes.
Yes, but call us and let us know that you sent it so that we know to go take it off the Internet. We don't have enough room on our email to take all that, so we rented some space on the Internet. Another question. My son has autism and is nonverbal. Will bioacoustics still work? Well, a lot of times these babies cry and they laugh and giggle and groan and moan, and if they can make any kind of noise, yes, we can do it. Crying is fine for a baby. You know, newborns can't talk. But sometimes I revert back to doing this my way, which is getting a picture of the person or even a place and sometimes animals, and I can do the frequencies and provide that back for you, and then you provide that person the music or you sing to them. So, yes, bioacoustics will still work. We just had a question today about bioacoustics. Would it work with deaf people? And, yes. Because the body has receptors in the skin that help. We have lots and lots of more questions here. But, Heather, I just noticed the time. It's 9:24.
It's gone by very fast.
Oh, yeah. We will answer more questions. In the meantime, there are posters and charts that you can download from the Nutrasounds.com. You can look at the journal. There's videos. There's a lot more there for you. the charts that we've been talking about, like male sexuality is F and F sharp, female sexuality is C and C sharp. So you can look at all of that. There's going to be other things posted there for you to help you get going with this. So stay in touch, and our time is over. That this was so quick. We'll talk to you next Monday. Send us your requests for people that you'd like to do profiles on. Send us your questions, and we'll see if we can help out. Bye now. Heather, thanks for doing the show.
Thank you, Sherry. Have a good night, y'all.